We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
For the last 3 weeks, I've been playing a game for the Xbox One called Quantum Break. Microsoft provided us a code in advance for a game that's a very interesting idea. It's a third-person shooter that gives you time powers, Nikki.
Yes.
And then you use those time powers to do some shooting. And then when you're done shooting, you watch a TV show, and then you go back to do some shooting some more.
That's about it.
It's a very ambitious idea.
So wait, you were telling me earlier, because sometimes I feel like the cutscenes between certain segments on games can be rather lengthy.
Yes.
But in this case, it's an actual show between some of these scenes.
It's a show. There are four different 20 to 22 minute segments that take place between different acts in the game. And at the end of, like, okay, let's say there's act one. You play through, you shoot stuff, you do whatever. You end up then at a junction point where you become the bad guy.
Yeah.
And you make a choice. And it's a binary choice. You got, like, two options. And then that choice greatly affects the content of the live action show that you're going to play. And then it also affects, like, maybe different characters who live and die that show up later in the game for you. It's a really interesting idea. It's just one of those things that when you put all the parts together, it doesn't add up to be as great as it sounds like on paper. The game, really, I call it a third-person shooter, but it's kind of more like an action adventure, like an adventure game. Think almost more like Tomb Raider. With Quantum Break, you're playing a guy, there's a problem with time travel's involved, and so you end up in a lot of circumstances where it's like, oh, I need to climb up here, and I need to read this email. In fact, the game is so story intensive that you're going to spend a lot of time reading people's emails.
Which some people don't enjoy in a game.
I can see why they wouldn't enjoy that.
Yeah.
The other side of it is, it's optional. Like, you don't have to go in and read all this story stuff. In fact, I think you could move through Quantum Break a lot faster than I did, but I read the emails. And I went through and used my time powers.
In fact, you spent more time reading those emails than my actual emails. Like, in real life.
These fake emails are interesting.
I'm going through that. Your inbox is cleaner there in the game than it is in real life.
Believe it, Nikki. And that's kind of the weird thing, is it feels like what they really wanted to do was maybe make a movie or TV series, and they did it this way. And then when you get to the actual action sections of the game, it's almost like you're in the middle of this adventure story, and then somebody kicks a door open, and here are a bunch of bad guys, and here's a little shooting section, and then you're back to reading emails again. And at first, I didn't find the action part of Quantum Break to be that interesting, but once you really get all your time powers and figure out how to use them, it becomes almost like a puzzle, and it's interesting and fun. It's not perfect. Like, I was playing this at the same time I was playing The Division. I felt like the action in The Division was actually more satisfying, at least the gunplay action, than what you found in Quantum Break. The TV show that plays in between the levels is, it's kind of like a not as good as 24 TV show.
Sure.
That's what they're going for. And in reality, the first act of the game and the first TV show, like those two things together, I was very disappointed. But once you get into the second act, it actually becomes a lot interesting. And the TV shows, the live video segments that follow in Quantum Break, get a lot better as it goes on. So if you sit down to try it, I would say make sure you give it some time. Because I felt like, in general, the story and the action both got way, way better as the game went on. The two things that really do shine is, I love time travel stories, so I actually liked the story intensive stuff about it and the visuals. As time starts to break down, it's so interesting looking that it's kind of fun to just look around in the game. One thing to be aware of going in is, if you sit down and play this game with your grandma, she gonna get up and smack the TV.
Smack that mouth.
Because I have never heard people use, pardon me, the F word so much in a game, I don't think ever. The live action and the game itself. In fact, the game is rated M, and it wouldn't need to be.
Oh, it was just the language part?
I mean, it's technically rated M because of blood and language, and it's like, look, you scrub out some blood and, like, wash out some mouths, and you've probably got a T-rated game here, which you could sell to more people, which makes more sense to. But hey, you know what? That's just me. My bad. So overall, Quantum Break, really unique experience. And they want you to play through it several times to see all the different things that can happen. Because as you make a choice, the live action show finishes or is different. But when I got done, I thought of playing through it once was probably enough. Yeah. Xbox One and Windows PC, it's out today. It's Quantum Break. Remember, Riot Control, you want to hear more. You can find it at riot.radio.com.